You're listening to the audio production of The Enlightenment of Bees by Rachel Linden, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Madison Lawrence.
Do small things with great love. A favorite motto of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Part 1. Seattle. Chapter 1. Early April. The day my world crumbles, I am dreaming about pie crust. Cubes of chilled butter, ice bobbing in a Pyrex measuring cup of water, a pastry cutter to slice the butter and flour and salt into baby pea-sized gobbets, a light touch, light as a feather, and honeybees. Their contented hum is a droning undercurrent to the ting, ting of my pastry cutter against the chilled bowl straight from the refrigerator. The air is heavy with the scent of lavender, sharp and pungent from the fields of purple stretching beyond my family's farmhouse kitchen window. One by one, bees buzz through the open window and land on the rim of the bowl. I shoo them away. They are fat and slow as they fly off, legs laden with orange saddlebags of pollen, buzzing across the fields and over the silver waters of Puget Sound. On the lip of the bowl, where they rested, each leaves a dot of honey that trickles down the glass in a slow golden rivulet. When my ringing cell phone wakes me, I burrow out from under my duvet with a muffled exclamation and a shiver, scrambling to silence the cheery tune. My room feels like an icebox. I'd accidentally fallen asleep reading with the window open, and the wet April air wafts under the curtain, sharp and salty from the sea. "Hello?" I stage whisper, not wanting to rouse my housemate, Rosie, who I'm guessing is still asleep across the hall after her late-night performance in a jazz club on Capitol Hill.